There's recently been a renewed push to open up 1 million acres near the Grand Canyon for expanded uranium mining. What's your position on uranium in the area?
Well, so the Grand Canyon is not only a treasure for our state and our country, but it really is for the planet. And it attracts, so many visitors from around the world, so important for tourism. And as I looked at the details of the uranium mine and some of the environmental studies, there are a lot of concerns. So I am not in favor of mining uranium around the Grand Canyon. It could potentially pollute the water that the Havasupai rely on, and it could have a really strong negative effect on tourism. I think the focus on uranium in our state should be to be cleaning up the 500 formerly used or abandoned uranium mines that are having an outsized negative impact on the health of members of tribes where the uranium mines were placed.
Wildfires in the West are becoming much more frequent and more dangerous, and people here in northern Arizona live with it now as a near year-round threat. How do you propose addressing forest health and the dangers of increased wildfire?
We've been experiencing a drought here across the state for too many years. And the estimate and the analysis is that if you look at the data, it looks like that could continue into the future. So we've got to take steps to mitigate the risk of forest fire. The Four-Fry Project, it's a 20-year project. Folks up in the Flagstaff area are familiar with this to do some deforestation. To clear the underbrush, to provide a healthier forest that'll be less susceptible to forest fire. We've just got to get that moving along. 20-year project that's going to help in millions of acres of forest. And it's been not on hold, but it's been slow for too long. We just got to get moving on it. That'll really help to protect the environment in northern Arizona.
Would you support increased budgets to agencies like the Forest Service for increased fire suppression and prevention measures?
Well, we've seen some bad forest fires here in our state and across the West, and it is a public health issue, not only from a destruction of property standpoint, but from an air quality standpoint. There are communities that had to evacuate, multiple times over a period of years. So the Forest Service needs to have the resources to address this issue.
Tribes and conservationists have raised serious concerns about three dam projects proposed on the Little Colorado River on the Navajo Nation. What's your take on those projects?
I've got concerns. This is on sovereign Navajo tribal land. Some of these lands are sacred for the Hopi as well. There are environmental concerns. Clearly, with the Big Canyon Pumped Hydro Project, you're talking about flooding, miles of canyon that's sacred to the Navajo. But it also results in some pretty big negative implications, environmental implications. Got to use a lot of groundwater. So there's critical groundwater resources that'll be consumed. It's going to damage habitats for plants and animals. At the same time, having the ability to store electricity to use at night, like solar, one of the ways to do that is with pumped hydro. So there's got to be a balance. But I'm really concerned, especially about the tribal sovereignty issues and the damage to the environment.
Well, Mark Kelly, thanks so much for chatting with me today. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Ryan. Thank you for having me on.